Conversations. Inspiration.
Is there anything she can't handle? She looks fear in the face day after day, but yet she never runs. She's unbreakable. She's a warrior. She's you.
Growth.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Community.
These things happen because you have to live your true self in a bigger way.
You'll hear celebrity interviews, healers, inspirational and hilarious stories. Most importantly, Maria wants to talk with you. Now, here's your host, Maria Menounos.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's November 19th, which means it's almost Thanksgiving. It's this week. I'm so excited. In the co-host seat today is my boo, my husband.
The person I'm most grateful for.
The person I am most grateful for this Thanksgiving. He is the CEO of AfterBuzz TV, the founder, host of The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. If you're not watching that on YouTube live on Wednesday nights, you are missing out. Mr. Kevin Undergaro! Welcome to the show, Kevin!
May I correct you?
Yes, honey.
You're actually the CEO of the AfterBuzz TV network. You didn't know this. I'm the CCO.
No, I'm the CEO. I know that, but I always call you the CEO, too.
I'm the CCO.
Because we co-CEO, honey.
Karen.
Frank.
Listen to me. I'm the chief content officer. You're the CEO. This is how it works. Okay. I'm the founder, but then, you know, I'm the type of person, I can start something, but then I got to go, okay, Marie, can you help me manage this? Because
that's what I do.
That's what you do.
Okay. Well, there we go. It's Thanksgiving week, everybody. And I am excited because I love Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving, well, it's hard because I love Christmas too. But Thanksgiving's the most delicious holiday ever.
It's great because it's all connected.
I know. I know. We got an extra Christmas tree, by the way, you guys.
Had to.
And we put it in the bedroom because I feel like we spent a lot of time in the bedroom. And because Boo doesn't like to eat breakfast or dinner or lunch in a kitchen, he likes to only be in the bedroom. So,
listen,
that's no knock.
Hugh Hefner ran his whole empire from his bed.
Well, you like to be in the bed.
If you look up pictures, you'll see him working out of his bed in the 60s in his pajamas.
Yeah, well, so you're Hugh Hefner. Fine. I like using the different beautiful rooms in our home. Kevin doesn't. So I decided that we needed another Christmas tree and we put one in the bedroom. It's got all these lights and it's so cool.
It's actually a fiber optic Christmas tree.
Oh, well, tell everyone, honey, because I had the brilliant idea to get it.
You did.
You executed.
Yeah, you did. And then you sent your best man on Amazon. So I went on Amazon, I looked at the ratings, and I like this one because it's fiber optic.
Oh, so explain to people what fiber optic is.
You know, you normally just have your normal Christmas lights, which we have some of them on this tree. But it's fiber optic, almost, how do I describe it? It's almost like those lights that would be in Spencer Gifts. You know, you have the long wires, and at the end of the wire is a light that's a different color, and they light in multicolors. So now imagine all the needles of the tree. Have many of the needles of the tree have these lights on the end of the needles, and they light up and they illuminate.
They're so fun. I love it. So we were very much in the Christmas spirit, and we
holiday
decorate.
Spirit, we like to say here.
Holiday spirit.
Because I have a lot of friends
who don't
from other
celebrate Christmas. They
cultures,
celebrate Hanukkah.
But we celebrate the holidays.
We celebrate the holidays.
There's nothing wrong with being grateful and generous.
Yes.
And PC.
Right? Would you say, Christy?
And PC.
And PC.
Yeah, that's the bad part, unfortunately.
So we're gearing up for Thanksgiving like the rest of you are. I already ordered my Pioneer biscuit baking flour because Mrs. K from Duck Dynasty taught me how to make her biscuits years ago.
I just got this cookbook from my mother-in-law.
Okay, so the biscuits should be in that recipe book. So she taught me at her home and she uses a can of Sprite or like Canada Dry ginger ale in there, a little bit of it to really help like raise them and raise the dough. Anyway, I make the most amazing biscuits at Thanksgiving so we can make our biscuit sandwiches. And so I'm really excited.
By the way, they flew off the table. Really flew off the shelf last year. Because we're going to your families. We've always kept it in-house.
Yeah.
Now we've been going to Tula's, a Greek family on the East Coast. And you brought your biscuits in. They were slightly confused at first, the Greeks.
But then once they bit in, did they...
Flew.
Yeah, they enjoyed it.
I couldn't keep up with... You know, so this year we have to make sure we're fully stocked.
Ugh, the recipe is so good. You know what? We should share it with people. Is Stephanie in the booth?
She's here.
Stephanie, remember, let's social that little biscuit mix thing out. I'm going to make sure we get that to people because it's just too good. And once you start talking about it, it's like people start drooling while they're listening and they're like, I want the recipe. So we will make sure we get that out to you guys. So Thanksgiving is upon us. Henny, what are you thankful for this year?
Oh my goodness.
What are you grateful for?
I am grateful for your health.
Thank you.
Mother's health.
Me also.
And the well-being of the people around us. The fact that we here started at the bottom, but what?
Now we here.
We here.
Mm-hmm.
So, life's not perfect and there's always challenges, but we did start at the bottom and where?
We here.
And we still here.
Yeah, we still here, honey.
So we're not back in the basement in Medford and alone and dealing with everything bad outside forces. So,
mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm very grateful for all of it. And that's that, you know? It's the best time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time.
It really is.
I was playing that music this morning. It was really nice.
It really is.
That's one of my favorite Christmas jams.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah.
I like it. I like playing all my Christmas
holidays
music.
Holidays are the best scam going.
It is a really great time.
It's a great time. And it's nice we get to go home because Christmas on the East Coast is, come on, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, I pre-sent Tula flowers because we get there like the day before in the middle of the night. And so I decided rather than spending my few hours before Thanksgiving running around trying to find flowers and all that stuff, I already pre-sent them. So she has a nice arrangement on the table for Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Oh, that's so smart. And then you can enjoy the time with
you her. Smart.
Exactly.
You smart.
Yeah, I you thought smart. About it. I was like, you know what? I run around like a crazy person. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I want to enjoy my time. Kevin de-hoarded our house. So I'm going to go back
into
our house for the first time since he painted it, renovated.
Defeated
all the hoarders in my life.
Yeah. 19 full extended vans. Filled to the top, were taken out of that place.
19, Christy.
Wow.
19 vans filled with shit that he took out of our house. So
alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once it was out, then I had to organize and label everything. So now things will go back in their proper places.
So I'm thankful, honey, that you de-hoarded the house just in time for me to go back and enjoy it for Thanksgiving. And I'm thankful for...
Now, there's going to be some maintenance hoarding. I just want to forewarn you that I'll have to do.
No, we're enjoying our time.
Honey, they've had a couple of months without me. Don't you think? I'm hoping that they know the teacher's coming, so they want to have it back in shape for me, but I don't know.
I do spot checks with my parents where I'll FaceTime them and be like, show me the laundry room. Show your nightstand. Mm-hmm. Because I have to keep them on their toes. Otherwise, they turn into hoarders again.
And after I de-hoarded, your dad, of course, was thrilled, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then slowly but surely... Everybody felt better. Your mom.
Yeah.
You think it's a coincidence now? You know, she's more clear. Her thinking. She's more herself. Do you think it's any coincidence?
No, she's so much happier.
And you know what?
Everybody's happier when they de-hoard.
And you know, you don't need a high IQ to do it. You don't need a lot of money to do it. You have no excuse not to. And mm-hmm. it's like these are things in life you can control. So why wouldn't you? You can't control all the other things. Can't control all these other things happening to you.
Yeah.
But this you can control, what's in your environment.
Yeah, we do. We used to do an annual cleanup around the holidays.
Used to. I'm glad you used to.
No, no, no. Hold on. Don't jump down my throat.
Sorry, I'm nervous. It's a Monday. Okay.
You're forgiven. So we used to do an annual holiday cleanup where we would go through the entire house, every closet, every drawer.
Yes, I remember reading about this in your first book.
Yeah. And now we do it twice a year. And Kevin kind of does it maybe even three times a year. I do it with my closet continuously because that's just, you know, disaster
but once
all the time.
You find out once you do it and you do it thoroughly every year or every time you do it, it gets easier and easier because everything's in its proper place mm-hmm. and you're more cognizant too. The other thing is you know what you have. You know, a lot of times you don't realize you have things. And you're like, wait, case in point, we at your house, at the house in Connecticut, there was something like 6 drills. I know it's going to sound stupid, but we only need one drill. But why? Because everything was lost.
And they couldn't find it, so my dad kept buying new drills.
He had to. Yeah.
Yep.
And so this is why it's just, nothing good comes out of hoarding. And, you know, there's things you want to keep forever. I understand that. That you You wrap that, seal it correctly. You put that, label it. You put that in long term storage stuff. A storage area you don't. It's kind of hard to get to. That's fine.
Yeah, like your attic.
Yeah, but other things that you think you're going to need one day, or maybe I'll use that one. Just no, let it go. In fact, we had a businessman, the guy who made your Jeep, DCD Customs. Mm-hmm. He had figured out scientifically. David. That by spending 4 hours a week having his men clean up all the tools, and by throwing out a lot of good extra parts that would take up too much space, that's why his profitability has increased so much by doing that.
Yeah, we go to David's shop, and I'm always blown away at how pristine it is. Like, this is a mechanic shop. Like, they're building Jeeps. I would eat off the floor in there. It's so clean.
It's not a coincidence. And so when you're trying to teach this to people, or you're telling this even to your employees, you know, I always say to, like, you know, at AfterBuzz, I always say to my guys, I know you just look at me as the dad who's saying, make your bed, but I'm not. I'm doing mm-hmm. this for you. And, you know, and the more you apply this to your personal lives, the happier you're going to be. Like, you go over to AfterBuzz, we had John Taffer in as a guest last week. He popped in as a surprise. He's the master inspector. And he was like, I cannot believe how amazing this place looks.
Yep.
And we always keep it like that, but.
Got to keep it clean, yeah.
But, you know, I know. I remember one person had said to us, and you put it in your book, first book, was that the key to, one of the keys to happiness is organization.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It absolutely is.
I think success, too. I think you can be successful and be a hot mess. You can, but you're making it a lot harder. And I used to say when I used to teach special ed students, you know, I'd say, guys, you can control this. This is something it's within your control. And I would say to them, I've never known an organized, neat person not be successful. Does that mean every one of them is a billionaire? No. But everyone I know has a house, has mm-hmm. a nice car, you know, a house or a condominium or a car. You know, they're successful in that regard. They have something.
Yeah.
You know, and it's no coincidence. So.
Well, there's our lesson for the day.
Right.
I'm grateful for you, honey, for de-hoarding me and setting me straight. Yep.
It's a process.
Remember the good old days?
Yes.
I'd have 1,000 to-do lists.
Oh, poor Maria.
He actually cried. He cleaned out my office at our first house, and he actually started weeping. He's like, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you, you poor thing.
Because she was trying. You know, you'd see all these to-do lists and get organized and this and that, like, and just in a big, giant mess.
Well, and this may not seem as much of an earth-shattering lesson as we sometimes have on this show, but it can make such an incredible difference in every totally. Aspect of your life.
It totally does.
Your lessons are great. There are a lot of them are 102, but you need 101. And a lot of people build their houses on sand, mm-hmm. which is a weak foundation. Your house is going to crumble. And when I work with people to help them, this is the first thing I say.
Got to attack the foundation.
And the foundation
is... Your car and your home.
Your car, your home, where you're spending all your time. And then the next level is, okay, you also have to de-hoard your personal life.
Yeah.
Who's around that's toxic? Who's around that doesn't share your goals and your values? Well, they're going to have to... Fortunately, they're going to have to go too.
Yeah. You don't realize how much, like, the kid's toy room or... You know, the basement or that side room that's just cluttered, how much it's weighing
too.
You down and making you feel gross. And when I say that to people, they kind of have the moment and they're like, oh my God, you're right. And I'm like, just spend one day.
That's it.
Well, I know it's hard to give up your one Saturday, but you're going to have a million Saturdays of happiness after because that one day you put in to clean out that room.
Listen, even if it's a full weekend or two full weekends, you know, I always tell people about weekends. You know, civilians are so obsessed with their weekends. I'm like, you only get 52 a year for the rest of your life. You're fine missing one or two weekends. But it's almost like someone once told us about a workout. You know, when have you ever regretted working out after the fact? Mm-hmm. When have you ever gotten out of a workout and then after the workout said, oh my God, what a waste of time that was? You always feel good. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with cleanup.
Yeah.
When have you ever felt, even you, Maria, when you know you had a giant hole in your head, you know, just out of your tumor, and we had to just spot clean your parents just to even create a path to get to things, and you felt better even in your... physically weakened condition. So you always feel better doing it. And I think the other thing is with these parents is like get your kids involved doing it with you and do it together and teach them it's part of, you know, life. It's not necessarily a chore. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's part of life. Get them involved early because they can be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's a gift you're giving them for later in life. You know, so then I don't have to get them at 21, 22 and do all the work for you that you haven't done as a parent, which is what I do. I've done every day for the last 15 years.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but you can get your kids in on the program. So as we say in Boston, program.
Yeah, because
program.
They don't teach that in school, so you have to teach them that at home.
Well, you
and
can't
you have to teach by example.
Because you will not have success without it. Well, yeah. You're limiting your chances of success and happiness by not taking care of that stuff. So it's usually the first thing that I go for.
A lot of good lessons, yeah. Boo. In the meantime, we have a great show for you guys today. Anthony William, the medical medium, also number one New York Times bestselling author, is on the show. We had a great interview with him that resulted in Kevin and I making adjustments to our diet pretty instantly. And this is like my second or third day without coffee. Third day without coffee.
Dang.
And yeah.
Great scam.
Yeah. And I feel really bright and great. So he basically got us on the celery juice. So celery juice, you will hear in this interview, is pretty magical for your liver. And so we've been drinking it on an empty stomach every day. We've also been doing our green juices, but without the apple, because we used to put the apple in there to make it sweet. And Alyssa Goodman, who I've been working with, who was on some prior shows, she's the nutritionist who beat cancer.
What did she say about the apples?
So she told me how to remove the apples from the diet.
Just the sugar, correct?
Because the sugar going into your bloodstream is so fast. She's like, I'd rather you eat the apple. It's going to take you longer to eat.
That's why juices, for fruit juices, it just goes into you too fast. Maria, did you guys discuss how to make these juices? I mean, do you have to buy a press machine or can you do it in a blender?
Well, with the green juice, you have to have a press machine, I'm pretty sure. But the celery juice... You know, if you go to Anthony William, his Instagram, his YouTube page, he shows you how you can do it with both. So if you just have a blender, you blend the celery.
Like a bullet?
And then you strain it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's possible. You use like a cloth strainer.
We have the press machine. And again, it's not a bad investment because these juices, they're becoming more popular being sold outside. And I know a friend of mine owns one.
Yeah. And they're very expensive.
That's the thing. They are $10 to $15 a bottle. And they don't last. They only have a 2 or 3 day shelf life. Mm-hmm. So you understand why it's a lot of labor. So you understand why they have to charge so much. So if you invest in a press machine, which I think is a couple $100,
and they say the fresher the better. So he says, do the celery juice that moment you're going to drink it because it's even better. But, you know, not everyone can do that. So I know that, you know, you do the best that you can.
And if you're in the market for a juicer, this is a great time of year with Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Ooh,
it's one of
love
those like
Black Friday.
Yeah. Juicer's on everyone's gift list. So it's something you can definitely find on sale right
now. Are we going to go to the, because I want to find the most dangerous Walmart.
Honey,
we've got to. And I want to be there at 11:59.
We talk about it every year.
Every year.
Almost got out of bed 2 years ago. We almost went just for the
amusement.
No, we
were driving home from Tula's.
Was that when we were going to do it last year?
And we were like, you know, should we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. I'm like, I don't want to get shot.
No, I want to get, we won't get shot. We'll get trampled.
Honey.
I can see you guys having a lot of fun.
I would only do it if I could have like a GoPro like on my head so that everybody could capture every moment. So when I get trampled, they could see.
I'm hearing that, that it's more controlled now because of sales on the internet, Cyber Monday. So it's not as good as it used to be.
Oh, we actually would sit in bed. We sat in bed and watched the videos, horrendous like Black Friday videos. They're epic. But anyway, back to Anthony William. You're going to love this interview. He's, of course, an incredible medium who learned from a young age that he had this ability. And a lot of the information that, well, all the information he gets from source, and he's, you know, 20 years ahead of the medical community. So if you're suffering from any of the ailments, you know, whether it's
autoimmune diseases,
thyroid or psoriasis or eczema, or I mean, there's everything under the sun. He's got a book and he's got a recipe for success for you. So I hope you enjoy this interview. It's one big, long interview. We didn't do two interviews because we just focused on him this episode, and we hope you love it. In the meantime, we hope that you are sharing this show with friends and telling them to subscribe, comment, rate. We do this because we love bringing this information to you guys. And, you know, for me, it's a journey. It's a health and wellness journey that I love being on, and I love being on it with you. So please help support the show by, I don't know, sharing a favorite episode maybe with somebody or on Twitter and letting them know that you're getting something out of this show. I always enjoy reading them and try to retweet whenever I see. So thank you so much for supporting the show. All right, without further ado, here's Anthony Williams. My guest today is a medical medium and a number one New York Times bestselling author. His gift was discovered at the age of 4. Now he's helping people get and stay healthy for over 20 years. His latest book, Medical Medium, Liver Rescue, hit shelves a few weeks ago and is already a bestseller. Please welcome the medical medium, Anthony Williams.
Hey, great to be here. Incredible.
Great to have you. We like to have a big, big opening for everybody.
That's incredible. I'm honored to be here. Seriously.
Oh, well, I'm so excited to have you. I loved you on the documentary Heal.
Yeah.
That's how we found you.
Awesome.
And today I know we're going to talk a little bit, of course. I want to talk about how you got into this. And yeah. Then we're going to get into the book, which is talking all about the liver. And I feel like I've never heard anybody talk about the liver, which is weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And on top of that, the liver is responsible for hundreds of illnesses, diseases, conditions, and symptoms. So a high blood pressure, that's a liver issue. It's unbelievable. If there's no foreseeable heart issue, if there's not a blockage, it's mystery high blood pressure. That's the liver being clogged up. And it's incredible what happens. High cholesterol, that's the liver. That's what deals with cholesterol. Diabetes 2, diabetes type 2, the liver, it's all about the liver. Liver gets healthier, you get rid of type 2 diabetes. It's endless. It keeps on going. It's the liver's responsible for gout. I mean, these are just a few things. Just eczema and psoriasis. How many people have eczema and psoriasis? It's the liver. The liver's responsible for skin conditions, acne, eczema, psoriasis, and it's not even talked about. It's not even on the radar with science and research. It's really sad because people are suffering, Maria, so much with chronic illness. It's unbelievable what's happening.
Well, I know. I started seeing, like, even on the book, it's the cover, it says answers to eczema, psoriasis, diabetes, strep, acne, gout, bloating, gallstones, adrenal stress, which everyone's dealing with, fatigue, fatty liver. I had a fatty liver. I didn't know that what that had to do with, but weight issues, SIBO, and autoimmune disease. So
weight, when we have weight, unwanted pounds, right? The world's worried about their weight issues. That's the liver being sluggish, stagnant.
Because it's overused.
It's overused. It's actually tired. It gets filled with toxins. We walk around with this liver. It's filled with poisons and toxins. It's our filter. Mm-hmm. It's our filtration system. And it gets clogged over time. And as the years go on, it could happen when you're younger because we don't always have the same liver. Everybody's got different poisons and toxins. We have heavy metals, mercury. We have mercury, lead. We have arsenic in our liver. We have copper. We have aluminum in our liver. We have petrochemicals, pesticides, herbicides, all going in our liver. We have DDT in our liver from literally generations past being passed down. And what happens? It gets sluggish and stagnant, and everybody has a different brew of toxins in their liver. We end up getting sick. It's unbelievable what happens. We get the weight gain. We put the unwanted pounds on, and then we struggle with our diets. Sometimes we're on good diet. Sometimes we're not. No processed foods, whatever, and we're up and down with our weight. It's the liver that's responsible. And someone who doesn't have all that weight on yet, their liver hasn't maxed out yet. It hits everybody in the end, though, and we all get those unwanted pounds because our livers just say, hey, I'm done for now. But yet it's off the radar on medicine. Incredible.
I've never heard anybody say, oh, you have high blood pressure. It's because of your liver.
Yeah, it should be.
None of this stuff.
Hypertension should be called liver hypertension. That's what it should be called. But remember, Maria, in chronic illness, we're behind decades. I'm not talking about incredible neurosurgeons that take out aneurysms. I mean, I know I talked to so many surgeons, to so many doctors I've talked to over the years, and they're using the medical medium books all across the country. There's thousands of doctors using these in their practice now, getting this advanced information. But what happens is they'll say, hey, you know, there's incredible science for different aspects of medicine, life-saving medicine. It's incredible. Heroic surgeons, heroic doctors. It's amazing what we have. But in mystery chronic illness, there's mommies that can't get out of bed to take care of their children. There are people suffering and struggling, skin conditions that can't be fixed. You name it, people are struggling and suffering out there with chronic illness. So something has to be done about it. I was born with this gift, and I put it in the books now, and I get the information out there all the time to people, and that's what we do.
So when you talk about this gift, for those who don't know, your gift was discovered at the age of 4.
Age
I was reading about this. But tell everybody how it came to you, and then how you turned it into, because it's like your medical medium meets like nutritionist meets like doctor. Like there's all these different things that you're doing now with this information.
Well, you know what? I have no training. I'm not a doctor. Never took a course. Nothing of the sort. It comes through a voice. All the medical information in the books, it's advanced information that I hear with perfectly clear from a voice, and I write it down. The books are written by me with a pen in my hand, writing the entire book, literally front to back on every condition, every disease. None of it comes from any place. I didn't go and go find something
no
there
because
it doesn't exist out
wait,
there.
Wait, you don't even research it after?
No,
it just
nothing
comes
researched.
From a voice.
Nothing's researched.
How do you know if you can trust this voice?
It's all information.
Well, look, Anthony, you're like, are you like a good voice or are you a bad voice?
Well, you know what? There's millions healing from celery juice to celery juice movement.
Yeah, and that came from
that
this voice.
That comes from spirit. That comes from spirit. Juicing 16 ounces of celery on an empty stomach and the conditions that people are healing is unbelievable. Maria, it's the number one healing remedy globally right now that's turning lives around in chronic illness, never before seen in our history to date with one remedy like
just
that.
Just celery
and
juice.
And you go to the store, and I'm not selling anything. I'm not selling stuff.
You're not making money off
the
celery juice.
I'm not making money. I'm not selling things. I'm not sponsored. I'm not anything because I don't do that. The voice gives me the information. I put out the information for free except for the book, of course. But someone can go to the library and get the book out there for free. But the celery juice, you go and you spend $2.50 for a head of celery. You juice it, which nobody knew before. I've been actually pushing this for years. And you juice it, and it reverses conditions you could not even believe. You can see it on my Instagram page. You could see it out there. It's people are changing their lives from celery juice alone. And that's from the voice from spirit. And so, yeah, sure, we can laugh about it. Someone can say, hey, I'm a skeptic. Someone can say, oh, you hear a voice and you're putting medical information in the books. It's advanced information. Doctors are using it all across the country and globally. They're happy with it. They're getting patients better. And so, yeah, it works. But the celery juice is a definitive sign right there that this information is real, because literally people's stomachs, their digestion, their weight is coming off, they're bloating, cramping, people who have all kinds of celiac issues, IBS, Crohn's, colitis, all of it is getting better from celery juice.
Wow. So you're saying you have to do the celery juice just on an empty stomach?
Empty stomach.
So it's like the first thing you have in the morning.
Yeah, sure. And you can have it other times a day if that's how you have to have it because you're running around. I mean, getting it in you is what counts, but empty stomach, 16 ounces
every morning.
Because
it just goes right to your liver, probably, right?
It does. It goes through the intestinal tract, and the liver draws it up through the hepatic portal highway, the hepatic portal vein, right into the liver. It goes in there, and the mineral salts, they have undiscovered celery juice, which celery has undiscovered mineral salts, or cluster sodium salts that research and science has no idea about. It's going to take a good few decades before they actually examine the sodium content to see what kind it is. It's got a subgroup of sodium in celery. This is advanced information.
And this is just from the voice?
From the voice.
Holy shit.
From the voice.
Unbelievable.
But not from the voice 2 years ago, from the voice since four, which means it's still advanced information. At age eight, this advanced information was coming through. It never stopped. It's just a matter of, do I understand everything I'm hearing when you're at age eight? That's another story. Do you understand? But I can still say what it is.
Do you ever have to look up certain things that the voice is telling you? You don't know what it is or...
Well, I don't have to. It's just... The voice explains everything. That's what it's in the books. And I say that at the beginning of the book. I say where the information comes from. I talk about how it's not remanufactured, regurgitated health information that's not working out there for other people. It's none of that. I talk about it straight from the source, and I put it in there, and it's literally the illnesses and the conditions and what to do for how they're created in our body, what happens. It's in there. I mean, that's what I've been doing.
So I have a cousin who has extreme eczema. If she started drinking celery juice,
it's going to help
in the
morning.
The reason
why,
every day, how quick before she would see something change?
One of the things that's going to help, she could start seeing things happen in weeks, literally in weeks. Some people, it's weeks. Some people, it takes months, but it's still, they get benefits in all kinds of ways where they start to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with eczema and psoriasis, I would offer the heavy metal detox smoothie, that the medical medium heavy metal detox smoothie. I have it on my blog. I have it in the books. Liver Rescue, it's in there. The reason why is because the cause of eczema is copper inside the liver and a pathogen called Epstein-Barr. So there's a virus in the liver. You can have a different pathogen too. You can have another pathogen called HHV6 in there that could do it. But a pathogen inside the liver feeds off of the copper, releases a dermatoxin, and it goes up through the skin. Science and research is decades away from understanding this. But
this is so mind-blowing.
Once you get the copper out and you lower the viral load in the liver, eczema psoriasis goes away, and celery juice is part of it because it destroys pathogens inside the liver. It even helps remove metals. But the heavy metal detox smoothie, too, combined is how I get people better with eczema psoriasis, and then getting rid of a couple of foods like eggs. Anyone with eczema psoriasis cannot eat eggs. If they eat eggs, they'll keep it around forever. So there's things that I know through this information that's not out there, and my job is to get it out there, to be the messenger, to get the source, the information out there in the book so people can heal. And and that's how it's always been. But yes, that's celery, very important. I do want people doing it. 16 ounces, you could do 32 ounces, but every single day it's life-changing.
Wow. So Epstein-Barr is another thing that a lot of people suffer from. My husband had it recently, probably still has it. What do you do for that? The celery juice again?
Well, I was the first to bring out the information that Epstein-Barr is responsible for Hashimoto's thyroiditis, rheumatoid arthritis, okay, and multiple sclerosis. And that was decades ago I put that information out. I even published it. And now science and research is just starting to say, we think Epstein-Barr is linked to Hashimoto's. We think Epstein-Barr is linked to multiple sclerosis. This is years later.
So is Epstein-Barr the precursor to these?
It's the cause. And that's the problem. We're still behind in medicine.
Okay.
Because science and research doesn't know it's the cause of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So it doesn't know that yet. It just is discovering now that, wait a minute, this virus has something to do with it. But that's not enough. There's even more information. So I was the first to put that out long before. And that's just goes to show you right there, the information from the source came out years before. Now science and research is just seeing it. It's incredible how it works with the information and how it comes out and comes to me and then comes out later, years later.
Wow.
So yeah, so Epstein-Barr is something that sits inside the liver. What it does is it causes eczema and psoriasis by releasing a dermatoxin. So it releases a poison because it's feeding off of copper. And eczema and psoriasis people have high copper inside their liver. That's another thing that's going to take science research a good 20 years to figure out, that people with eczema have high amounts of copper inside the liver.
And so if you have Epstein-Barr, what are they supposed to do?
Well, with Epstein-Barr, you want to get the viral load down. And that's why the celery juice is so powerful, because those cluster sodium salts that are undiscovered, I talk about inside celery juice, they destroy the pathogen's skin, the membrane. The cell, the pathogen, the viral cell, it breaks it down, reduces your viral load so it doesn't feed off of the copper. That's how incredible it is. And so the celery juices, that's how amazing the celery juice is.
Wow. So do you have in the book, like I said, since I'm just getting it today, unfortunately, do you have a chapter like that literally goes through each one of these and explains to you what to do?
What the cause is, what
like
to do.
Like the answer key.
Absolutely. What to take for supplements. Go to your doctor, talk to your doctor, bring the book to your doctor. And that's what people have done.
Wow.
All over the country and all over the globe, people have brought the medical meeting books into their doctor's offices. And many doctors are open to it because they're compassionate, because they care about their patients. And they see their patients actually getting some benefits. So the doctors are like, okay, let me read this book. And then they start keeping them in their offices and helping people with them. And that's what's happening. Not every doctor, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of skeptics, too, that aren't going to like the fact that this information is coming from my source.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like I said, there's tens of thousands of doctors in the country alone, in the U.S. alone, that are using this as a guideline.
No wonder it's on its way to sell a million copies. It's probably going to sell 100 million copies because people are suffering out there. And I know that the default for everyone is to go to the doctor and hope they're going to give a cream or a pill or have surgery.
Yeah.
That's like the top three things they're looking for. And they get all of these things and they don't work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And really, like, when you think about it, you know, like I'm thinking about specific people in my life. If they cleaned out their diet, that would be like part one.
It's,
I mean,
part
that would
one.
Be
it's part one.
The obvious, because the body's screaming. You're not giving it its nutrients that it needs.
The reason why the medical medium books are doing good is because there's a whole bunch of people out there that have cleaned up their diet but still are sick.
Yeah.
There's a whole – I mean, there's an army of chronic illness people suffering that have taken out all these foods or cleaned up their diet, have tried different things, and they're still dealing with their conditions. Their chronic fatigue syndrome, ME, their Lyme disease, all the different conditions that they have, and they're not getting the answers. They're not told what pathogen is really causing it, what to really do that's specific for the problem. What is the true cause? And they're not getting that yet. Yeah. So when someone says, hey, where's your science, Mr. William? Where, Mr. Big Medical Medium, where's all your science? It's in there. All the science is in there. And it's helping people. It's just the science hasn't caught up to literally the books.
Wow.
And I'm not saying this in some big way, oh, whatever, that's not it. It's just the fact that the information's in there. You can open it. I tell people, be the judge yourself. Just be the judge. Take it. Take the book. You know, whatever. Read it. Try something in it.
Yeah.
It just – judge me. Fine. Do it.
What
it's
about,
like, whatever.
Like Lyme disease? Can you cure someone of Lyme disease or diabetes?
Of course people can heal with diabetes or Lyme disease.
But not
Absolutely.
Type 1.
Well, okay, type 1, you can still get benefits. You can still get improvements.
Yeah, more sustained blood sugar levels.
The thing is with type 1 is an injury to the pancreas, which science and research doesn't know yet. It's an actual injury. What happens is research and science thinks that type 1 diabetes is the body attacking the pancreas.
Yes, that's what we've been told.
That's not it. That's not the truth. That is not it at all. And I talk about it in here. I actually talk about diabetes. I have a whole chapter in diabetes in here. There's a pathogen inside the pancreas causing an injury itself to the pancreas. So type 1 people, they get type 1 for a few different reasons. Either severe food poisoning. It happens after severe food poisoning, like a really horrible food poison, because your pancreas gets injured by a foodborne toxin. Number one, science and research doesn't have that on the radar. Nobody talks about it.
Wow.
Number two, also viruses, bacteria that actually attack the pancreas. There's different viruses, different bacteria. Strep itself can attack the pancreas and cause type 1.
Wow.
So that's another thing too. And then the other thing is pancreas injuries. So old injuries like sports injuries that you recover from, but then years later you get type 1 because the pancreas bonks out. This from old injuries, from scar tissue in the pancreas that develops like adhesions. None of this is talked about. I have it all in the book, right? But you can get improvements for type 1. Absolutely. If you're doing the right things, you can get improvements. And that's the key. You don't want it getting worse. You don't want your type 1 getting worse.
Yeah.
Type 2, totally reversible. No problem. Easy breathing. Easy. 100% you can reverse it. People with Lyme disease can recover, absolutely, when they know what's really going on. And, you know, there's things you can heal. There is a way to heal. Mm-hmm. I talk about it all the time. There truly is.
Okay, so because we mentioned those three and people are listening and they have them, what are the things that you do for those three? Lyme disease, type 1, and type 2?
Well, first of all, type 2 diabetes. You got to clean up the diet. Yes, that helps. And even doctors are seeing that now out there. When you clean up your diet, it helps.
Yeah.
But what I like to do to actually get rid of type 2 is lowering your fats in your diet. So lowering them, that's important. So it doesn't matter if you're vegan or you're plant-based or raw plant-based or vegetarian or paleo or high protein. It's not about that. I have nothing to do with the food wars. You got the vegans against the paleos. The paleos against the vegans. They're battling each other with all kinds of science, okay? Everybody's mad at each other, right? But everybody's missing the point of what causes chronic illness. They both miss the point. That's the hard part. And so with type 2 diabetes, it's not about being paleo and that's the way to go. It's not being about plant-based and that's the way to go. That's not the answer. The answer is whatever side you're on, lowering the fats, bringing those overt fats down, minimizing them.
Even the healthy fats.
Absolutely, because too many healthy fats wears out the liver, wipes it out, destroys it, and ages it fast and kills it.
Wow.
I'm sorry to say it. It just does. So you want to have your avocado, sure. You want to have, you know, if you're into grass-fed beef, that's what you have, whatever side you're on. But you don't want to overdo the fats because when you overdo them, the liver wears out. You get the hot flashes later. You get the heart palpitations later in your life. You get the fatigue. You get the problems. Or you get the blood sugar issues. Your A1C goes up because the fats injure the liver over time. Your liver, the job of your liver is to break down fat, disperse it with bile. It's not – that's its job. And if the more fat you dump in your body and dump in your digestive system, the bile has to be overproduced, and it wears out. And you get the type 1. Your A1C goes up. That's how it works. You get the insulin resistance. People don't know this. So that's just an answer right there that can help everybody. And what does that mean? Well, if you get liver rescue, you can learn how to lower the fats. It doesn't mean you have to change your diet so much. Mm-hmm. You just have to regulate the fat content, bring in a little bit more leafy greens. Don't be afraid of apples. I got it on the cover of the mm-hmm. book. Get some more fruit in you. There's a way to do it.
Okay. And Lyme disease?
Lyme disease, it's all viral. And here's the deal. You'll hear bacterial, Borrelia, the whole bit. Anybody in the Lyme community, they get very upset when they hear that you're even talking about that it could be something different. But I got medical doctors right now all across the country using the Lyme protocols out of the books for Lyme disease to help people. Because it's not just bacterial. It's bacterial and viral. It's both. That's why someone can have neurological problems, because neurological problems are caused by viruses, not bacteria, viruses, because viruses release a neurotoxin, and the industry doesn't know this yet. They're all focused on bacteria, and a lot of people with Lyme disease get hurt when it's just the focusing on bacteria. And it's been really sad. There's been decades of people suffering from Lyme yeah. without getting the complete answer, just a part of the answer, not the complete answer. And now doctors are taking the whole approach that we got viral. It's viral and bacterial. We have to focus on viral too, because what you'll find, every single person with Lyme disease has a viral condition. Whether it's diagnosed or not, they'll have an Epstein-Barr, they'll have something else that's viral, they'll have shingles before in the past, whatever it is, they have viruses and bacteria. Once you know this, you can work on healing. Look, it's about being armed with the truth or mm-hmm. armed with the right information, so you're not misguided, you're not sent down the wrong direction. And someone could say, what's your motive? Well, I don't sell anything. I don't sell all this stuff. I don't sell big food products. I don't sell supplements. I don't sell anything. I just want you getting better. Yeah. It's the information there to get you better. You can take the golden ticket or smack it out of my hand, whatever you want to do. I'm a messenger. I was given this ability since I was a child. And people are healing.
Let's talk a little bit about your gift and how you discovered it. Tell me how you discovered it and what happened thereafter.
Well, it was a hard time. It was age 4. Heard a voice perfectly clear right when I woke up in the morning. It was a voice that stayed with me. And I hear it like I'm talking to you now. It's not about I hear it sometimes, or it's not about what is this? You know, is it coming? What is it? Good voice? Where is it? Is it the same voice? No, it's not that at all. It's the same, meaning it's the same exact voice I hear since age 4, right from the beginning. It's how I helped figure out my grandmother had lung cancer right from the start. The voice told me that's what happened.
At age 4, you told your family she had lung cancer.
Yeah. And I use this gift all through life. I remember being in a classroom in elementary school, and there was another child in there next to me. And Spirit said to me, this child has meningitis, so you have to tell someone. So I told the teacher. Teacher was all worried, thinking, how did I find that? And they asked the student, you know, the other student, do you have meningitis? How does he know this? What's going on? They called the parents in. They called my parents in. They called his parents in. They said, he's fine. There's no talk of meningitis. What is this? This is crazy. Here I am, 8 years old. Well, he didn't come to school the next day. He was hospitalized for meningitis with 105 temperature. That's how it's been.
Wow. Your whole life. Does Spirit ever interrupt you in a conversation?
Oh, it's all the time.
Really?
It's nonstop.
So right now, Spirit's talking to you?
Well, you know, you're here with me, right? But yeah, if there's more than just you here with me, then it's readings that just come through everywhere. So if I'm in a crowd, it comes through. If I'm on the plane, it comes through.
Yeah.
And it's just constantly there. So
are you ever annoyed by it?
Oh, are you kidding? It's been a struggle.
Tell me about that. I want to know.
I don't know which is worse. Is all the readings that pour in all the time, or sitting by my desk 24/7, taking information from Spirit and writing the books? I don't know which one's as arduous and daunting.
The book sounds the hardest. but you know,
yeah.
I talk about our minds are so busy now.
Yeah.
And for you, it's a whole other level, and especially because you're geared to want to help people.
Yeah, of course. That's what it's for. It's just advanced medical information to get people better. so they can move forward with their life, because there's nothing worse than the suffering that's out there. You know, it's amazing. If you're not sick, if you're not struggling with something, you don't know what the other person's going through. Mm-hmm. If you've never experienced it, the fatigue, what I call neurofatigue, which people don't understand, there's a difference. It's not about fatigue. It's neurological fatigue. That's my information that I put out there that's getting out there where people are like, neurofatigue, that's brand new.
Talk about that.
Well, that's neurological fatigue. That's fatigue that's viral. So it's a viral condition giving you fatigue. So it's viral inflammation in the body, the nervous system being sensitive. So your fatigue is more than just, what are you, overworked? What are you, tired? What are you, stressed? What is going on here? Just get your butt off the couch. Wait a minute, you got brain fog and your fatigue? Come on, shake out of it. No, neurofatigue is brutal. And I put that information out there. The people who have suffered decades, you know, with this kind of fatigue alone is a really sad condition. Then you got all the other different forms of chronic illness. You got like I was talking about RA, Lyme, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Mm-hmm. Think about being 20 years old, getting diagnosed with Hashimoto's, and then the doctor saying, when you ask, what is this? And the doctor says, well, your body's attacking itself. Your immune system's destroying your thyroid. Well, guess what, Maria? That's not how it works. Epstein-Barr is the thing that gets the thyroid inflamed. It inflames the thyroid. Your immune system is not destroying the thyroid. Your immune system's protecting you, trying to get the Epstein-Barr. But science and research, they're behind with this. And I have to – look, I say that, but it's just the way it is. So when you're 20 years old, you're driving home from a doctor's visit, and you just got told that your body's destroying itself, it's heartbreaking. It really can tear people down. The autoimmune condition alone, about people being told their body's destroying themselves, eczema and psoriasis, when the doctor says – and it's not the doctor's fault. Doctors are amazing. They are literally – without them, what would we do?
Yeah, they're doing what they can with the information they have.
Incredible work. I mean, I've seen doctors do amazing things. It's incredible. Thank God for them. I thank God for them every day. In fact, the beginning of the book, you'll see there's a dedication to doctors because of the compassion they have and all the hard work they're doing, the heroic doctors. So the whole deal is, though, when you're like with skin condition, with eczema psoriasis, you're told your body's immune system is attacking the skin. Hashimoto's, your body's immune system is attacking your thyroid. It's not correct. Your body never attacks itself. It protects you. It loves you unconditionally. There's something else that doctors haven't discovered yet, or science hasn't discovered yet, inside the body causing the injury to the skin, causing Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And that's what the books are about. Here, learn about what it really is doing so you can empower yourself. Protect yourself so you're not told that your body's destroying itself. Because when you're young and you're starting your life and you're told that, you know, your body's faulty and it's destroying itself, it can take you down. When all of your other friends are doing what they want to do and they seem to be fine and they're out there drinking and they're doing what they want and they go out at night and they're happy, you have fatigue, you got diagnosed with Hashimoto's, you think your body's destroying itself, it is so sad. So that's why these books are here, to help all walks of life, whether you're young or older or whatever.
I love it. So now you took this gift and you've turned it into this entire kind of movement, in a sense. What's next?
Well, you know, the celery juice movement is getting to a place where we're running out of celery. So it's scary.
What?
Yeah, like Hawaii ran out at one time.
What?
Yeah, and then there's
got me out of celery juice, and I'm about to leave here today and go get my celery juice, which I also love the video you put up where you showed people, whether you have an official juicer or not, just a basic blender, you can juice your celery in there and squeeze it out. I thought that was really nifty.
Well, you know, the beautiful,
I just said nifty,
the beautiful
by the way.
Thing is, the other dedication to this liver rescue book is the medical medium communities, they're getting the word out for celery juice. They're doing it, and they're working with me. You know, it's the people that are doing it, and they're saying, hey, the medical medium, look, do this celery juice and whatnot. And I really, really thank them so much, because seriously, they're getting – it's okay, sure, Spirit gave me the celery juice information. I've been working hard to try to get it out there. But the medical medium community, it's grown very large. They're getting the word out there. They're saving lives is what they're doing. They're mm-hmm. saving lives. And I have to say, you know, I get choked up when I think about it, because they're doing hard work out there. You wouldn't believe who's working. working hard to try to get this information out there. No motives, no agendas, just wanting to get people better. Nothing like, hey, you know, I'm selling this. Hey, I'm selling that. They just want to get people mm-hmm. better. So my heart goes out to the medical medium communities, you know, Instagram, you know, Facebook, everybody who's working hard at everything.
Yeah. Anthony, I have a question for you. When you think about what spirit is giving you information wise, does it ever go off track and out of medical?
Of course. I mean, of course it can. I mean, we keep it to medical because of the suffering and chronic illness. So, okay.
But you get other information.
Absolutely. And what happens?
Like if something horrible was going to happen to me today, you would probably hear it and say, Maria,
yes.
Something horrible is going to happen.
Yes.
Got it.
Exactly.
Wow.
And so other information can come through. Information, spiritual information, information about the world, information about things that have happened in history that aren't really accurate to what we know it as versus what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Information on all kinds of levels. I don't focus on it. I focus on the medical, nothing but the medical, mm-hmm. 100%, and I stay with that. And because, you know, if I get off track and I start heading in different directions, I only have so much time here.
Totally. No, it's smart.
So much time to get what I have to get done and make sure that these books are here and they last and they can help people, whether they don't believe it can help them now, but yet 5 years, 10 years from now, they say, you know what? I've been suffering so long. Let me just give it a try.
Yeah. So now when you're out in public, how do you handle information that Spirit is giving you? If you were to see Christy and I and you were out there and Spirit said something to you about us, would you find your way, even if you were busy and rushing off somewhere, to come tell us? Or do you just sometimes have to just keep moving and say, ugh, wish I could go tell her something?
Well, I mean, I used to, when I was a child, I would yank on somebody's shirt sleeve and say, you got this diabetes thing going on. That's just about your appendix is about to explode in a couple of weeks, or this is what's happening. This is why you're whatever. And I would do that. Or you have this big tumor and it's here and maybe you don't know about it. And I would yank on a shirt sleeve. I mean, that's what I did. And then it was cute when you're young.
Yeah.
You know? And then when you get older, it's mm-hmm. not. It's scary to people too. You know, hey, you know, you got a heart valve that's about to, you know, trip up. And, you know, you got a problem. You know, well, you got a blockage that's about to cause a stroke. Sure. You would think people want to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't walk up to strangers anymore and
you
do
can't.
That. I did that in the past, but I don't walk up to strangers. I remember when I was 14 years old and I was a stock boy in a grocery store and I built up my first clientele that way. And you know, people at the store, customers at the store, they would come by and I would say, hey, look, you have this problem and condition. And they'd be like, how did you know that? That's unbelievable. How did you know I had this problem with my shoulder? How'd you know I had this other problem here? But then you would get somebody, be 14 years old, and you'd get somebody like, well, how would you know I have diabetes? How would you know I was diagnosed with gout? Do you have my medical records? You're 14 years old. You're a stock boy in a store. This is 100 years ago. I'm not a spring chicken. And then you also, as you're getting older, people go, how would you possibly know that I have this condition or I have two hernias? And you can't even see him because I'm clothed and everything. How would you know I have two hernias? And so I had to be careful. Be careful of who I approach out in the public or however mm-hmm. it is. And now it's different because, you know, a lot of people know who I am and stuff. So if I can't go into like Whole Foods or I can't go to a health food store, I can't go into mm-hmm. Air Horn, I can't go into those or Sprouts or something like that because then everybody's going to want readings.
Yeah.
So they're going to be like, oh, there he is. Okay, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
What do I need to do? And the problem is with that is that I can't – you know, we had – I don't know what it was before I stopped being able to help people, but I think it was in the millions of people waiting on a waiting list. And so what Spirit said is you can't you have to dedicate your life in getting the information in the books so you can help all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's unfair if you're helping a few people here or a few people there. It's unfair to all the children that need help, to all the moms that need help, to all the dads, to the people out there that do need help and they're waiting. I couldn't get to everybody anymore. It's unbelievable how many people have chronic illness. Over 250 million Americans have a symptom that's a mystery. Over 250 million Americans have symptoms that are mysterious. I mean, what more can, you know, how bad can it get before something turns around eventually? So it's all about getting the information out there.
I love it. What are the unforgiving four?
Oh, the unforgiving four. One of them is viruses that nobody talks about. All the different viruses, the viral explosion that happened in the 20th century, that's behind so much chronic illness, autoimmune disease. It's behind all the different autoimmune diseases that people are diagnosed with. Viruses, toxic heavy metals. That's the other one that no one sees. Out of sight, out of mind. Mercury inside people's brains. Mercury inside people's livers. Aluminum inside people's brains.
Tony Robbins almost died because of that.
Well, there you go. And so there's the toxic heavy metals. The other one, DDT, it's still in everybody. Everybody.
And what is DDT?
It's that old pesticide. That old, everybody was using it, consuming it, using it. It was there to kill bugs, there to grow plants, there to kill weeds. It was, you name it. It was just this versatile kind of like catch-all, end-all to just trying to like use a chemical for something if you go back. And you know, what did it do? It did a lot of damage. It's still in our system and inside our liver. What's the other part of the unforgiving for? Radiation. Radiation, it's everywhere.
Planes, right?
Yeah, planes, everything. It's everywhere. It's still floating in the air. It's floating in the air from when the bomb was dropped in the 40s. It's still in the air, in the atmosphere, just trickling down as each decade goes on. And we have to protect ourselves. You can. It's not about fear and chaos. It's just about, hey, look, you can do something. You can get the toxic heavy metals out of your body. I offer the toxic heavy metal smoothies, you know, and what to do. You can do that. You can get your viral load down so you're not suffering with Epstein-Barr, getting fibromyalgia, which is Epstein-Barr.
Yeah.
You know, what's the like diagnosis with fibromyalgia? You'll hear it out there. What's science and research say about it? What did they say about it? They'll say it's overactive nerves. That's all they got. Actually, it's not. It's Epstein-Barr releasing a neurotoxin. The neurotoxin goes onto the nerves. The nerves get inflamed and they hurt. And that's fibromyalgia.
Wow.
We're decades from that, from knowing that right now. But yet you can know it now. My job is to make sure you don't have 10 or 20, 30 years to wait before you get the information. Because
wow.
Guess what? When you've already waited 20, 30 years and you've been sick, when you could have been better 20 or 30 years ago, it matters.
Yeah.
So that's
can celiac be reversed?
Of course it can.
And it's in the book.
Yeah. Well, it's in my other – it's in other books that I have. It's in the Medical Medium series. I talk about – I do a radio show on celiac. I've talked about celiac. Of course it can be reversed.
And is that celery juice as well?
Crohn's can be reversed. Colitis can be reversed. Well, celery juice is – here's what's amazing about celery juice. It's so versatile. It's not the cure for everything. There's more information you need for different illnesses and mm-hmm. diseases and conditions and symptoms. Celery juice, though, is that one thing that can literally reverse and fix that many things, but also help you fix things that you might need a little bit more help with,
yeah.
but still take you to that next level. It's not like you drink it one day and you're cured. You're cured of whatever disease it is. It's not it. You've adopted into your life. You get your digestive problems fixed. You get the Crohn's, colitis, and celiac. You know what? People that do have like IBS, celery juice fixes it and fixes it instantly. And IBS is the whole thing. That's celiac is part of IBS. It's all part of – then you got the SIBO. Celery juice can fix SIBO. SIBO is a small intestinal tract overgrowth. That's the whole thing there. I have SIBO in the book of Liver Rescue. So, yeah, you can get some things better with just celery juice alone.
Yeah.
But some of the more complicated things like Lyme disease, you need celery juice plus a few other things. But without the celery juice, you're really hurt because it is the thing that can – it's the number one remedy now. And I swear to God, that's changing lives like never before. in our history of a remedy.
Can you have it in your green juice and still have it be as effective?
No.
You have to do it plain.
No, you can't have it in green juice. And that's the whole thing.
Interesting, because I have it in my green juice.
Of course, and so has other people.
And I was wondering why everyone was putting it in their green juice. I'm like, why celery? I want my kale. I want my romaine. I want some parsley and ginger and turmeric.
It's not going to cut it if it has anything else in there.
So you've got to do it plain.
By itself. You can have it in a green juice, and that green juice is good for other reasons. You could have that green juice, you know, at the other time of day if you really like green juice with kale and spinach and cucumber. You could put cucumber in there. That's great, too. But celery by itself is the key. It rebuilds the hydrochloric acid in the stomach. The
16 ounces a day? 16 ounces.
Rebuilds
every day, 7 days a week?
Every day.
And it's not too high in sugar. I don't even know what celery has.
No.
Does it have anything?
No, it's got no.
I can't imagine.
It's got electrolytes at the highest degree.
Electrolytes?
The highest degree possible.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Higher than coconut water, higher than any of the waters on the market, higher than anything possible. It is the ultimate electrolyte. It's more than that. Okay, your brain is made of neurotransmitter chemicals, okay? That neurotransmitter chemical has to be clean. That's what it has to be. And what happens is an electrical impulse, all your electricity going through your brain, it needs the neurotransmitter chemical in order to survive. Fire is ignited through that chemical, that neurotransmitter chemical in your brain. That's how we think and talk, right? Celery juice restores that neurotransmitter chemical. It's unbelievable. Gets rid of depression, gets rid of anxiety in people. When you say what can be cured or what can be
anxiety?
When you say what can be healed with celery juice, I've seen people get rid of their anxiety condition, completely gone 100% with celery juice. I've also seen people get rid of their depression with celery juice. I've seen this.
Wow.
I've not only seen it recently, but now with the global celery juice movement and explosion that's occurred, but I've seen it over the decades. Within my practice, I've seen it over the decades. Like celery juice, 16 or 32 ounces, depending on the person in the case, and boom, their depression is minimizing, then going away. Boom, because there's a reason for that. Because neurotransmitter chemicals in the brain, that's the whole thing. Celery juice restores them because it's the ultimate electrolyte.
Wow. I had no idea.
You got me going today.
I'm excited. I feel like I'm so lucky to have had you in here to learn all of this. I feel like that most of the time on this show, which I think this show has been the greatest blessing in my life. But man, you know, you also talk about different things that are helping to hurt our liver, let's say, from colognes and air fresheners and such. What do we need to know in that area?
All right, this is really a good point. I call them troublemakers. So in Liver Rescue, a whole section on troublemakers. And we can't run from everything. We can't hide from everything. It's not going to happen. Clones, perfumes, makeups, cosmetics.
But we can make adjustments.
Yeah. Gasoline at the station when you're pumping your own gas.
Remember, I love that smell.
No one pumped their own gas in the old days.
Yeah.
Okay? Just the gas station attended. Okay? That was it. Now we have our 16-year-old daughters pumping gas and breathing in gasoline early when that never happened in history. We have our 16-year-old sons pumping their own gas, getting it, spilling it on their hands at the gas station, vapors and fumes, breathing it in every single, you know, week or whatever it is. That didn't happen. Livers are being filled up much earlier than ever before in history. That's one of the troublemakers. So we have to know how to get these things out. Toxic heavy metals that nobody knows about. Tuna, right? If someone had tuna, it's in the liver. It's still in the liver. Plug in air fresheners. They are wicked on the liver. You know, air fresheners in general, all that chemical inside the liver is where it goes. People don't realize it. Whatever you do, whatever's going on in your life, you know, it's in there. Petrochemicals, solvents, whatever.
Candles.
Scented candles with all that chemical in there, all that chem. Fungicide that's on brand new clothes before you wash them and you're trying them on. It's endless, actually. And the liver, it's heroic, that liver. It holds the seat of compassion, the seat of courage. It handles so much. It takes a beating. Nobody cares. And the liver wears down and we start getting the symptoms. Acid reflux, bloating, constipation. We get, you know, digestive distress. We get brain fog. We get problems. We get heart disease. We get diabetes. A1C goes up. The list goes on and on and on.
Just from trying clothes on at the store?
Well, just from years and years of everything combined.
Accumulating,
and then
of course.
And then the big one, high-fat diets, the real high-fat diets. Yep. just too much fat, too many oils, too much cheese, too much, just too much fat.
Wow. You also talk about adrenaline building up in the liver.
Okay. Look, people go through struggles. They go through heartache, heartbreak.
Yeah.
They go through hard times. Okay. Times of trouble, and people's adrenals are they're just flowing. They're just pumping out epinephrine. Okay, so we go through so much adrenal stress. So I have it's on the front cover. It says adrenal stress for a reason. And guess what? All that adrenaline from hard times, even if it's not a hard time and we're in
fight or flight.
Fight or flight, regardless, and it's pumping. The liver soaks it up to protect you, to stop the adrenaline from damaging your brain. Mm-hmm. The liver sponges it all up. And it stays in there and weakens the liver. Why do we age fast because of stress? Because our liver ages. I have a chapter on aging in this book because when the liver ages, you age. It's as simple as that. And the liver can age before you show you're aging. It can age years before you start showing signs of aging. It's incredible.
Wow. And the other thing I wanted you to talk about is lectins. We've been hearing a lot about lectins and how we need to avoid them. And in fact, I also want to ask you about medication, because years and years ago, I went to the doctor. I was sick. I remember I just moved out to California and the doctor put me on some medicine. I was sick, probably like an antibiotic or something. And then something else happened and something else. They kept adding medication, but they never told me what to take off. And I was young.
Sure.
So I ended up getting liver damage because of it. And so I'm really careful about taking anything ever since. But people take Tylenol and Advil and things like that, but probably more regularly than they should, right? It's taxing the liver in a big way.
Yeah. We're up against pharmaceuticals where people are taking them or had taken them. You know, thyroid medication all goes in the liver. Mm-hmm. Can have to be on thyroid medication for 30 years. That's why I put out the thyroid healing book to give people the information, the truth about what causes thyroid problems and what to do. But you can be on the thyroid meds for years and years. It sits in the liver and you want to get that out someday. Yeah. You want to get those old meds out because the liver stores every med we've taken or have, you know, whatever we take. Antibiotics, if you've taken them when you were a child, they're still in the liver.
Still in the liver. So is that why a detox is important?
Well, that's why I have the liver 369 in there. Okay. It's a detox that protects your liver and protects you at the same time.
Are you able to cleanse that stuff out ever?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I talk about what level the liver is that these troublemakers are at. Where do they sit? Mm-hmm. I talk about pharmaceuticals. What level in the liver do they sit? Is it at the subsurface of the liver, deep in the inner core? How long it takes to get out? All that information comes from spirit.
Wow. What about cancer?
What about cancer? I have a chapter on liver cancer in the book too, so you can understand it and know how liver cancer works and how it even starts and how to stop it and whatever, the whole bit.
Wow. Anthony William, you are amazing.
And I got a lectin section too, so people know about lectins so they're not scared, because there's lectins in every food on the planet. Mm-hmm. So we can't be in fear of lectins because there's other things causing health problems.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. There's the viruses that I talked about. There's the toxic heavy metals. That should be on the radar, not a lectin. It should be, hey, toxic heavy metals. You know, the whole bit, the brain fog, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, the Epstein-Barr. It should be about the real things causing problems, not the things that aren't causing the problems. We have to be focused on more other things.
I love it. Again, you guys can tune in to HayHouseRadio.com Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern to hear the Medical Medium show. You can catch them on the Heal documentary that's available on DVD and digital, of course. You can visit HealDocumentary.com to get that. And the book, New York Times bestselling author, of course. You can get his latest book, Liver Rescue, wherever books are sold. You can find him on Instagram and Twitter at Medical Medium. Thank you for joining us, Anthony.
It's been an honor. Thanks
Amazing.
For having me.
Amazing. All right, guys, time to get on the celery juice. Time to identify what issues you're dealing with and get to that part in the book.
Detoxify that liver.
Immediately. Thanks again for listening to our free Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast. Please help us by rating, commenting, subscribing. If you love the show, be sure to tell a friend. Of course, we're dropping on Mondays now, as you've noticed, I'm sure. If you want to join our newsletter with life-changing tips, tricks, and lots of great giveaways, visit mariamenounos.com. And in the meantime, follow us at Maria Menounos, at Undergaro, at Christie Reports. I want to wish you all a very happy, healthy, and safe Thanksgiving. Eat as much turkey as you like. splurge and enjoy, and then read the Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness to figure out how to melt those pounds away later.
And keep your stuffing simple.
Oh gosh, Kevin hates when I try to Nobody do the fancy stuffing recipes.
People wait. You're waiting one day a year. When do people have stuffing, Maria? They have it during Thanksgiving. Yes. So then you go, you're excited, and the next thing you know, you've got apples, walnuts, cranberries, onions.
He hates
like,
it.
What are we doing? Make a separate one.
He just likes Stouffer's. And so I make him his Stouffer's.
Maria, you act like it's just me. Do you think logically, if someone has waited 365 days to have stuffing, that they want to go for like potluck?
No, honey, I understand. But there are people who have a different palate and enjoy different tastes. They're not like
and
you.
And how many more taste tests do you have to see? She makes mine, Christy, every year, right? And everyone wipes it out. And then the potpourri one is, you know.
This show should have been sponsored by Stovetop. In the meantime, thank you guys for joining us. Be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
Peace.